Hello CFI sweethearts, welcome to episode 36 of the Coming For You podcast, aka CFY official podcast. It's me, your host Maximiliana. Today is a very special day, especially because it's Mother's Day. I started wishing my mom happy Mother's Day since the beginning of this month, actually. So I will talk to her today to just wish her properly. Just a quick reminder though, for all the people that have their moms out there, if you are not with her right now, I think it's time for you to call her, to text her. Of course, it's good to share our happy memories on our status with other people. I do that always. I mean, I think I might be a champion for that. You know, I usually like sharing things on my status, but you know, just a quick reminder that you don't usually relay on that only. Some people post on their status and forget, you know, to text their mom or to just call their mom. But anyway, that was just a little reminder. For those who have, you know, lost their mom in one way or another, we also have to take time to, you know, to pray for them on a day like this. So let me tell you that I'm very delighted, you know, to be able to record this episode today, because it has been a while. In this episode, I'm going to share with you my journey when I began to change my lifestyle. I'm heading to, you know, self-care in particular. I like to put it that way. And I like to believe that self-care starts with the gut. I mean, your stomach, to be precise. I'm sharing this now because it was a month like this, a month of May. I remember the date exactly. It was on the 31st of May, where I just decided that, you know what, I have to take a step back and think about my life and, you know, where I come from as an individual and where I like to head as a human being. So I just noticed a few things that was going on in my life in terms of my mental health and my physical health. And I was like, no, this is not looking good. You know what? It's not looking good at all. And it's not looking good for myself in terms of how I was feeling. And, you know, I was exhausted physically. So I was like, I need to do something about it. Yeah, and I did actually. And a lot of people have been asking me ugly when I cut my hair down. They were like, oh, where did you cut your hair? Oh my God, your hair is very, it was very long and beautiful. How comes you cut it? So now today I'm going to answer your question. Because I wanted to change my life for good. This was a commitment to self, to say, I'm going to keep to my goal. I'm going to keep to my commitment to change my lifestyle for good. So I walk into a saloon. It was a Nigerian saloon actually here in Ireland, in Galway. I just told that guy to cut my hair. And he was like, are you kidding me? Are you joking? And I was like, hey, do I look like I'm joking? Can I just walk into a saloon and start joking with people I don't know? When I walked out of that saloon, I am telling you the truth, I was a total different person. I can't put this in perspective so that you guys can understand, but yeah, that's precisely what I felt. I felt different. I felt empowered. I felt newness in me, you know? Yeah. So after that, I just like proceeded with my life, and I remember to have bought 2 kilograms of grapes, you know? Yeah. So I that night I did not cook any food and I did not have any leftover. I just told myself, you know what, I am not going to cook anything. So I began my road to starting a 21 days a cleansing of my gut, of my stomach. And yeah, the rest is the story. So I ate grapes for 21 days, only grapes, without, you know, without mixing of any type of fruits or any food or anything. Of course, I was drinking water, enough water, actually. And I was getting enough sleep. Actually, I can testify that I think that for the period of 21 days that I did a grape challenge, I was sleeping the most. My body was struggling to adjust and becoming so tired. And also at the same time, the goodness of it, you know, in terms of like now my stomach is very effective in terms of digesting the food. If you don't cleanse your stomach has a lot of things inside. It can store, foods can stuck in there for like 15 years or something like that. Find all this information about cleansing your gut or your stomach, you know, on the internet and elsewhere where you get your trusted information. You can even see your doctor. If you have a family doctor or just a doctor that you usually visit, it's high time that you visit that one and ask them questions about gut cleansing. Some will go to the hospital and cleanse their gut. Is it even possible for someone to depend on one type of fruit for 21 days? How does it look like? And my simple answer to the question is all about changing your mindset. Because for me, grape is a fruit. Just like any other type of fruits, of course, has its own uniqueness in terms of nutrients, but fruits are food. Vegetables and fruits, these are food. Okay, let me trace back before the discovery of fire, maybe. Let me just go back, you know, as back as possible. People were eating only raw food and people were eating vegetables, like eating roots. And so those were considered food to them, of course, with hunters hunting, you know, to get some meat and stuff like that. But I'm just saying that don't look at fruits and vegetables in isolation and say, maybe these are just fruit. It is considered food 100%. So I told my friend, no, this is actually food. So it's not like I'm not eating food. This is actually food, except that I've decided this is the only food that I'm going to eat. So the journey was long. I'm not gonna lie. It was absolutely long. 21 days looked like 21 years. Day one was great and beautiful. Day two, day three, I started having some, you know, some symptoms of dizziness, and, you know, because my body, like, was trying to adjust to a new routine and stuff like that. I could notice, like, my body was being cleansed. I mean, my stomach was being cleansed. But for those who want to hear details and micro details, they can just come to my inbox and you can come to me and you know, we can get across the details of what was it like. After 21 days, I want to jump into after 21 days of grape, having to only eat grapes only. My stomach was so very good and effective, to a point that I was like, I don't think I can go back to just eating whatever, you know, after all this work that I put into cleansing my gut. I don't think I want to go back anywhere, you know. I just want to stick to what is good to me in terms of nutrients. So that's where the commitment come from. So I began now to become very serious. So I started introducing the integration of more fruits and vegetables on my diet. So let's say 80 to 90% of the food that I eat right now, it has to be fruits and vegetables. Of course, I like to eat my carbs as well. Maybe like some rice and some type of, you know, carbohydrates like ugali, coming from East Africa. Shout out to my people there. But, you know, what I did is reducing the portion. So I don't take the biggest portion in the world anymore. Rather, it's just a normal portion, and then the rest of it will be vegetables and fruits. I want to specifically talk about this because some people are like, oh, what kind of fruit is that? I've never seen it. Oh, how can I get these fruits here? Maybe at home in Tanzania. I'm like, you don't need to get this type of fruits. I'm eating this type of fruits because they're available here in Europe. So if you're in Tanzania, I encourage people to eat the fruits that are available in Tanzania, you know, and elsewhere in the world. If you live in the coast region, just deal with the fruits that are in the coast. If you live in desert areas, find the fruits that are in the desert area. In fact, let me tell you one thing. The way human body has been made, it adapts to the environment that you particularly live. So even the food that are available there, it will sustain you. So don't worry about the type of fruits and vegetable that you find in your particular area. Those are the ones you need. Of course, now because of globalization, we get to get the fruits that are coming from across the world. But this is me telling you that you don't need a certain type of fruits that I eat or other people eat. You know, back now to what I was saying, that I started to integrate more vegetables and fruits on my food, and I've been doing that for a year now. That is particularly why I'm recording this episode today. 12 months already. So it's an anniversary and it's worth a celebration. And to me, it's self-care because, and I say self-care begins with your gut, because what you eat also can show in your skin, in your face, in your day-to-day health, in your movement. Like, what you eat defines who you are, defines you as a human being, as an individual. Because who are we without food? Like, who are we without us being eating in the morning, afternoon, evening, for those who are privileged? So I was like, yeah, because eating is everything. Eating is life. So I better eat something tangible moving forward, you know. And also, this is my life. I chose to share, and I'm choosing to do so even now. So if you want to focus on self-care in another way, yeah, move forward and, you know, you do whatever you want to do with your life. No worries. So moving forward also, for my side, as a person who wanted to transform my life in terms of self-care, beginning with my guy, I also integrated exercises, like consistent exercising. I remember I've shared again in an episode that I used to run with my friend Mgambi. We used to have like Cocoa Beach Run and stuff like that. And it did not even begin there. You know, my lifestyle since I was a child, the games that I was playing, the catch game that I was playing. I remember I was talking to about the catch game with my friend again in a previous episode again. So the lifestyle and where I was born, like in Kilimanjaro, in the slopes of the mountain Kilimanjaro, the kind of activities that I was involved with as a child, the schools that I went, everything I think defines who I am and why I like running and why I like body movement and stuff like that. Because it was not like consistent since I became an adult. I was like doing it, but you know, once in a while. I remember we were waking up in the morning, my brother and my siblings, we were going for a run, and then coming back and then, you know, proceed with our normal daily routines. But it was not an everyday thing. It was maybe a weekend thing or just a once in a while thing that we do for health. My brother loves running up until now, you know, and football and stuff like that. But when I began like intentionally self-caring, I now said I want to have a certain amount of consistency in everything that I do in terms of what I eat and body movement. So I came out with a rule. This rule is applies to myself. If you are a friend listening to this and you are inspired, you know, you can do it as well. I always share this on my status, encouraging people to move with three rules. Like, move your body well, feed your body well, and rest your body well. And I always say that I struggle to rest. I know we always rest in terms of at the end of the day, when the day comes, the night is always coming anyway. So, and we're expected to sleep in the night. It's not always straightforward to have enough sleep. So having to remind myself every day, like, I need to rest my body well, it even helps me to be committed to bedtime and say, like, okay, if I want to go to bed at 10, I need to be very serious and go to bed at 10. Or if I want to lay down and just like rest, you know, just a sense of reminder that I am intentionally resting. It's very good. Because if you don't do that, then what? We as human beings are very extremely occupied. If you are not occupied physically, at least you are occupied mentally. So it's very important for us to rest. So yeah, those are the things that I do nowadays, and I really encourage, you know, even my family members to do the same. And yeah, actually what I like to say is people can do more research about, you know, the importance of doing these things. So don't take me for my words. You can go and do your own research and choose to improve your lifestyle. And it's now or never. Don't wait until you are sick. Don't wait until a doctor recommends you to eat some fruit. Don't wait until a doctor is telling you, oh, so now you gotta stop drinking. No, do not wait for a doctor to do that. You can choose to do that now for the betterment of your future. I know we all don't know what tomorrow brings. Not even tomorrow, like 1 hour from now, 5 minutes from now, nobody knows. But as human beings, we have to be human enough to be able to strategize and plan ahead for our lives, because we are spiritual beings. So what I want to say is that we can all transform our lives for the better. I'm telling you, there's coming a day where you are going to wish you would have started changing your lifestyle now. So don't wait for that time to come. That is going to be a difficult time where you're going to need a lot of resources that maybe are not going to be available by that time. Because when you are going to be having a health problem because of your lifestyle, you are going to have to need people around you, and you are not guaranteed that you will have people around you. You are going to need money, and you are not guaranteed that you are going to have money for that. You are going to need a lot of information. You are not guaranteed that you will be able to have enough time to do research and have enough information about the health problem that you will have at that particular time. So we need to be careful now with our health. Actually, also, I would really like to be specific in this type of lifestyle that I'm advocating, because other people will come and say, oh, so how many kilograms am I gonna lose? Are you losing weight? You don't have to lose any extra weights. You look good. Oh my God. I always tell them I'm not looking forward to lose weight. And that's not the reason why I started this. I changed my lifestyle because I want to live a healthy lifestyle, to be a normal human being, to be able to do things, you know, to have good metabolism. I'm not doing anything to lose weight. But if you adapt this lifestyle, you are going to lose weight in the process. For those who just want to do this to lose weight, it's another topic that I don't think I'm an expert for that. Neither am I an expert of nutrition. I'm not even a doctor as well. I'm not even qualified to be a life coach, you know, just so you know. But so this is my experience that I'm deciding to sharing. Maybe I'm going to be a life coach in the near future. I will have to take some courses before I become something like that. Yeah, and also maybe in the future, you never know, I'll do a certificate in nutrition or something like that. You never know. But all in all, I think you don't have to have a certain amount of education to be able to understand that good food is nutritious food. Good food is not the one that tastes nice. You know, we have to know this for a fact. A good food is not the one that smells from 100 meters. Good food cannot smell at all, you know. But I can assure you, good food is the one that will give you some iron, some, you know, some vitamin A, B, some vitamin C, D, B12. And B3, whatever, vitamins, fibers, you know, magnesium, calcium. Those are good food. If you eat food that will give you those kind of things that I mentioned here, know that you are eating good food. So anyway, so that was me celebrating 12 months of me changing my lifestyle. I just decided to share with you, CFI sweetheart. I hope that you will get a chance to share this episode with your loved ones or with your friends and everybody that you think can listen and be motivated or be encouraged. And yes, so stick to the 3 rules: move your body well, feed your body well, and rest your body well. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. And yeah, I'll see you next time. And please don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Spotify and wherever you get your podcast. Bye bye for now. Kwa heri. Come join us. Shaku, shaku, let's go.